Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. approval of a second COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use could come as early as later today. A committee of independent expert advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration voted Thursday to recommend the use of a vaccine developed by U.S. drug manufacturer Moderna and the National Institutes of Health 1 week after federal regulators authorized the first vaccine for emergency use. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn said the agency could authorize the vaccine Friday. The vaccination campaign kicked off early this week with the first vaccine approved in the U.S. developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Moderna's shot showed similarly strong protection, providing 94% protection against COVID-19 and the company's ongoing study of some 30,000 people. President-elect Joe Biden tested negative for the coronavirus after one of his key advisors tested positive for COVID-19. The Biden transition team says Representative Cedric Richmond of Louisiana tested positive for COVID-19 2 days after attending a rally in Atlanta headlined by Biden. Biden's transition spokesperson says Richmond was not in close contact with Biden. Well, President-elect Biden plans to nominate New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland to be Interior Secretary. She would be the first Native American to lead the agency, overseeing federal lands, including wildlife national parks. Interior Secretary could be a key position in the Biden administration, as Biden has promised to curb fossil fuel extraction from federal lands. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. As the coronavirus pandemic roared to a new record highs across the United States, it lit a fire in the U.S. Congress, where Republicans and Democrats are scrambling to pass a new round of aid after months of partisan finger-pointing. Multiple lawmakers floated the possibility the federal government would run out of money early Saturday morning, while the COVID-19 relief negotiations continue if Congress is unable to pass a temporary government funding bill before midnight. The coronavirus legislation is expected to include stimulus checks of about $600, extended unemployment benefits, help for states distributing the vaccine, and assistance for small businesses struggling through the pandemic as millions have been thrown out of work. President Donald Trump's administration and President-elect Joe Biden both voicing a new alarm about the wide intrusion into computer systems around the world that officials suspect was carried out by Russia. Both the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments were among the agencies whose secure data and emails were penetrated by the hack. The U.S. Cybersecurity Unit warned that removing malware inserted in the network software will be highly complex and challenging. Sports highest court banned Russia from the international stage for 2 years, including the Tokyo Olympics next year and the 2022 Beijing Winter Games. The Court of Arbitration for Sports ruling cut a 4-year ban for systematic doping imposed by the World Anti-Doping Agency. Under the decision, Russians will still be allowed to compete, but only as neutral if they can prove no connection to doping. Authorities say powerful cyclone Yasa hit Fiji Thursday, killing 2 people, destroying dozens of homes in the Pacific island nation. Authorities say the cyclone had weakened by Friday. However, they warned of danger from flooding. Fiji's prime minister said with treacherous conditions, the country's citizens must remain vigilant. More than 20,000 people sought shelter in the government's evacuation centers. Disaster relief agencies are now assisting people in recovering from Cyclone Yasa. Britain and the European Union have provided sober details on the state of post-Brexit trade discussions, only 2 weeks to go before a potentially chaotic split. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned that a no-deal outcome seemed very likely. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.